This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The 2020 presidential election is still undetermined at this hour. The voting is too close to call in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, North Carolina, and Georgia. Unofficially, it looks as if the Republicans will hold a majority of the Senate, while Democrats will still hold the House. Oregon passes legalizing magic mushrooms as a form of mental health measures. District of Columbia essentially dropped the hallucinogenic to the lowest level of police priorities. Voters in New Jersey, Arizona, and South Dakota passed measures to legalize recreational marijuana. Florida voted in a minimum wage of $15 an hour by 2026. Mississippi voters approved a new flag for the state featuring a magnolia flower with the statement, "In God We Trust." Thursday Night Football tomorrow has Green Bay traveling to San Francisco, 8:20 p.m. Eastern on Fox. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There is still no call in the presidential election at this hour. In other news, a Palestinian motorist fired a pistol at Israeli soldiers in the occupied West Bank on Wednesday and was killed by them, a military spokesman said. Palestinians identify the dead man as an officer in their security forces. While there is no Israeli casualties in the incident at a roadside military position near the Palestinian city of Nablus, a Palestinian security officer identified a preventative security service officer and resident of a village outside Nablus as the man killed in the altercation. As Tropical Storm Eta continues to cause heavy rainfall and flooding in Central America, the storm could make a loop and head back into the Caribbean, with some projections having it heading towards South Florida. We'll know more in the coming days. The slow-moving storm has weakened, but a possible threat continues to be rainfall over Central Florida. NASCAR season finale 500 invades Phoenix 3 p.m. Sunday on Fox. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
President Trump spoke from the White House shortly after 2 o'clock in the morning, D.C. time.
This is without question the latest news conference I've ever had. I appreciate it very much, and I want to thank the American people for their tremendous support. Millions and millions of people voted for us tonight, and a very sad group of people is trying to disenfranchise that group of people, and we won't stand for it. We will not stand for it. I want to thank the First Lady, my entire family, and Vice President Pence, Mrs. Pence, for being with us all through this. And we were getting ready for a big celebration. We were winning everything, and all of a sudden it was just called off. The results tonight have been phenomenal, and we are getting ready. I mean, literally, we were just all set to get outside and just celebrate something that was so beautiful, so good, such a vote, such a success. The citizens of this country have come out in record numbers. This is a record. There's never been anything like it to support our incredible movement. We won states that we weren't expected to win. Florida, we didn't win it. We won it by a lot.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing, we better stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. James Hurston is with us, New York Times bestselling author, media and legal analyst. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing fantastic.
Well, on the other side of this election, but yet things will linger on as they did in 2016, and in some cases, maybe even more so. But what you talk about in your latest column is the symbols that are defining the 2020 election.
Well, this is of interest to me because one of the things that I study is the psychology of the media, and human beings need to be able to communicate to each other. And we've learned that nonverbal communication is actually the most powerful. But there's a whole field of study that has to do with the power of symbols. And symbols are terribly important in political ads, political communications. And it's the field is called semiotics. And it kind of comes from psychology. It comes from Freud and Jung. Jung came up with this notion of the archetype. Mm-hmm. But in the presidential election, there are tons of symbols being communicated, and it's never an accident. But it really came down to this. It's the mask versus the MAGA.
Yes.
On the side of the Democrats, we saw, numerous figures in politics, including Nancy Pelosi, wearing masks. Now, and of course, Nancy didn't do it when she went to the beauty shop.
No.
But after that,
that's because she didn't have a mask that would match her outfit that day.
Well, that's exactly.
Because what do they have? They have a full-time mask designer that, depending on whatever you're wearing, then they design a mask for you.
They're all designer custom
at the people's expense. So that's probably next to the chocolate ice cream in her refrigerator, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. She keeps them in a special cabinet of custom masks. But the point is that if this extended to the Biden campaign, it seems as though most of the time in the publicity photos with Biden and Kamala and at the public appearances, oftentimes, even when Biden was speaking, he was wearing this very visible black mask. And so that was no accident. So this is the Democrat Party. Even at the local level, we see all these officials, health officials, mayors, governors, making sure that they're photographed with the mask as a signal,
yes,
essentially, of their virtue, of the fact that they're going along with the Fauci, kind of point of view, going along with the Biden lockdown vision with mandatory mask requirements. Joe Biden even had said that he would have a federal order that when people drive on interstate highways, freeways, expressways, that they would have to wear a mask or it would be a crime, mm-hmm. which means that if these people, these nutty people who drive down the road in a car alone,
yes,
wearing
right.
a mask, that would be mandatory to be nutty like that. So what the mask was supposed to represent, and it did for Democrat voters, it represented that Biden was serious about the pandemic when Trump was not. It represented that Biden cared about protecting people by wearing the mask when Trump did not. This was what the campaign intended, and it worked with some people, but the backfire occurred with many people who have come to see the mask as a symbol of government control.
Exactly.
See the mask as a symbol of oppression.
Mm-hmm.
And so it had this opposite effect. And Trump, if we're going to sum his symbol up to any one thing, it's obviously the MAGA hat, the red MAGA hat that caused, various media outlets to condemn Nick Sandman, call him mm-hmm. racist.
Right.
The MAGA hat that caused backlash on social media for Kanye West, Candace Owens, for all the rappers that put on a MAGA hat, for Lil Wayne, for others. The MAGA hat for those that support Trump represent a kind of an amalgam of symbols that Trump refers to in his speeches at his events. And these symbols are more than just a symbol.
Yeah.
They're part of our heritage.
Right.
It's symbols like the Liberty Bell, the Statue of Liberty, the eagle, the flag.
Yeah, it's freedom. It's freedom, James.
It really,
exactly.
Take it down to one word, but it's the symbol is not trivial. And that's what people say, well, it's only a flag. No, it isn't only a flag.
Yeah.
It has profound meaning that binds us together. It says that we have a common set of core beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the real terrible problem of the AOC plus three, the corrupt wing of the Democrat Party that's taken over, because what they want to do is destroy that core of common beliefs and replace it with a new core of beliefs which lead to tyranny. And that,
right.
of course, is communist beliefs.
Well, we're back to that whole deal, James, like we talked about before, mask or no mask. And that symbolization, even though there's a MAGA mask as well, but the symbolism of mask or no mask, like you say, comes down to, are you going to comply with with an oppressive government, or are you going to exercise your free choice based on the Constitution of the United States of America?
Yes. And here's the thing. These people point the finger and they say, listen to the science. And we now have enough data to show masks and lockdowns do not work. They do not control the virus. Now
you realize that statement would not pass through Twitter. You know,
exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. Or any part of the social media or mm-hmm. any part of the establishment media cartel. You can't say that.
Yes.
But guess what? It's a fact. It's the truth, because we have data from places in this country. We have data all over the world that shows that the places that lock down the hardest, for example, the country of Peru, ended up with big spikes. And it's exactly what Dr. Scott Atlas, who is now scientific advisor, who kind of replaced Anthony Fauci with the Trump administration, has been warning us all along. And that is, if you hide the healthy from the virus, they never get a chance to develop immunity.
Exactly.
It seems as though the Fauci point of view is that everyone should stop living until there's a vaccine that mm-hmm. works, which may never happen, But if it does happen, it's one that probably Fauci has a vested interest in.
Exactly. And, James, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up on the other side when we come back. More from James Hurston after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. James Hurston continues with us. James, this whole battle between Dr. Atlas and Fauci, now they seem to be at odds. Fauci has politicized himself. And you say, you know, he comes up with these proclamations that have been all over the place from day one. And I have maintained that he is suspect even from the get-go, because he had invested in the Wuhan laboratory to begin with against the admonitions of one, at the time, President Barack Obama, put $3.5 million into it. He had a team there, and they finally said after about 18 months, they said, these guys are a bunch of cowboys. They're going to make a mistake here. There's going to be a problem. And they leave Dodge, come back to America. Well, when this thing breaks out, where's Fauci? Fauci had a heads up going into this, and he just kind of, he's kind of like just going with the political wave, so to speak, that seem to be very democratic, and I don't mean democratic as in democracy, but I mean party-oriented, favoring the party as opposed to the people, and I'm confused. I mean, you know, who Dr. Fauci is, all I know is that one minute he's aligned himself with the WHO, which has been no friend of the United States. He has protected China on several occasions. And, you know, every once in a while he comes in with a sober comment and you think, okay, but then out of left field he comes up with something else. And I mean, I'm like Donald Trump in as much as I'm not sure what to trust from this guy, and especially as he sounds more and more political these days.
He proved himself to be not a man of science, but a political hack. Mm-hmm. He did so days before the election when he all but endorsed Joe Biden, who isn't even really running. It's not Joe Biden. It's going to be President Kamala Harris. Mm-hmm. If Biden were to win, it's going to be her within the first 12 months, and everybody knows it. And even she, at an event, someone introduced her
right.
as, you know, the future president of
right.
Kamala Harris. I mean, right.
James, to that point, though, let's go back here on this deal. I mean, Biden is vulnerable in two angles. Number one is health, which is obvious. And secondarily is this Hunter Biden deal. I mean, he's vulnerable on that end to a degree that Nancy Pelosi and the leadership of the Democratic Party want to push him out. Say, Joe, look at, hey, thanks, you brought us to the dance. But look, they're going to investigate. You know, somehow they're going to find a way to not be able to give him full cover on Hunter Biden, the laptops, the pay to play. This is going to compromise your presidency, the Democratic Party. So it's probably best that you head for the hills in much the same way that conversation went with President Nixon. Remember when he had to resign? And so he's in double jeopardy with his health and this corruption scandal that will give them good opportunity for that other shoe to fall. And now you got Kamala Harris as the president of the United States.
Yeah, I guess we're back to that theme we talked about last week, which was projection.
Yes.
But the Democrats accuse the other side of what they're doing. You know, here's Barack Obama campaigning with Joe Biden, claiming that the Obama-Biden administration was scandal-free. Meanwhile, the Trump administration, who the press is constantly claiming to have found a scandal, is in fact scandal-free because it's been investigated and scrutinized more than any administration in the history of America, and they couldn't find anything. So it is scandal-free. But yes, Joe Biden has incredible vulnerability. If he's left to his own devices,
yes.
He says he's running for Senate. He says words that are indecipherable. He says he's going to bring America to the salvation. And it's obvious that he's speaking gibberish.
Yes.
Something has been going wrong with this guy for a long time. Miranda Devine of the New York Post says it's one of the absolute scandals of the campaign is that the press has been hiding Biden's fragility.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true. His physical fragility, they've been hiding it. But as you point out, they've also, of course, been hiding the laptop from hell.
Now, two laptops, which I thought was three at one time, but they've now announced, the FBI has announced that they have a second laptop.
Taken by the DEA. But the important thing is that laptop, yes, it implicates Hunter Biden, but more importantly, it implicates Joe Biden as getting a percentage of the illicit gain. And mm-hmm. what that does is make him potentially a criminal.
Right.
And so, therefore, Joe Biden is everything that the Democrats hoped that Trump would be, in the sense that if Joe Biden could not withstand an impeachment proceeding that investigated his rise to wealth, this guy, while he was in office with Barack Obama, all of a sudden his income went up from the hundreds of thousands to the over $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
His housing changed, where he lives in several mansions, each of which are worth tens of millions. And this happened very quickly and is inexplicable. And I think one of the key things on the laptop from hell is the fact that the Biden family was given a no-interest, non-recourse loan. That is not commercially feasible. And the IRS would never view that as a loan.
Right.
Because it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a bribe.
Yes.
And that's what's going to... I mean, in the end, Biden on videotape confessed to a quid pro quo with Ukraine.
Ukraine, yes.
He was unabashed about selling out America.
He admits to it, and then they impeach Donald Trump. How upside down is that?
And upside down is the catchphrase of this period that we've gone through. And we just we pray that America can get right back turn things back.
Well, we need, and that's what it needs, James. It needs prayer. This is not going to be within the machinations of man. Man has screwed this up. We need God to be in the middle of this. There's no doubt about it. James, one thing, speaking of mask and no mask, I've been waiting for this to come out. And finally, I guess in the past few days, there's some professor out of Stanford that came up with some sort of study claiming that there had been some super spreading events during the Trump campaigns. Our good buddy Juan with Fox had made allusion to this, and I'm going, and I looked it up. I'm looking around and go, what are they talking about? I haven't heard of any super spreader event at the Trump campaigns. I've been waiting for it, that's, there'd be accusations, but there's some professor out of Stanford that, has put this down. Of course, it's non-peered review, by the way, and we're going to release this a couple of days before people go to vote.
Yeah, of course. And of course, there's no super spreader event in Philadelphia, where there's rioters destroying people's businesses and attacking the police, and in Portland, where, again, they put up barricades and are basically attacking journalists, police, and businesses, that's never considered a super spreader event. And I think the message is you cannot use this virus for political purposes anymore. The American people are sick of it, and we'll live with it the way we've lived with the flu, the way we've lived with other viruses. We will take our precautions, but we want to get back to our lives, and we don't want to have this totalitarian mask symbol
right
used as a cudgel on us.
And people's businesses to be destroyed, never to rise again, James. This is a heartbreak. Not, I mean, death and darkness is all around because of this. We're at war with this disease, and we're not coming. The Democrats do not want to come alongside and be part of the solution. They just want to add to the problem because, as we've said many times, with them, it's all about power. James Hurson, best-selling author, media and legal analyst right here. James, as always, appreciate the insight. Brilliant.
All right. Thank you, Bill. You take care. God bless America.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The 2020 presidential election is still undetermined at this hour. The voting is too close to call in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, North Carolina, and Georgia. Unofficially, it looks as if the Republicans will hold a majority of the Senate, while Democrats will still hold the House. Oregon passes legalizing magic mushrooms as a form of mental health measures. District of Columbia essentially dropped the hallucinogenic to the lowest level of police priorities. Voters in New Jersey, Arizona, and South Dakota passed measures to legalize recreational marijuana. Florida voted in a minimum wage of $15 an hour by 2026. Mississippi voters approved a new flag for the state featuring a magnolia flower with the statement, "In God We Trust." Thursday Night Football tomorrow has Green Bay traveling to San Francisco, 8:20 p.m. Eastern on Fox. USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Cheryl Chumley joins us now. Her brand new book, Socialists Don't Sleep, Christians Must Rise on America or America Will Fall. Cheryl, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, it's great to be with you. Thank you.
Well, Cheryl, boy, you and I are joined on the hip on this whole issue. I mean, what it really comes down to is the church has always been the freedom force of America, and the church has been slapped down. It's amazing to see in this era of COVID how powerless the church has become when the church was originated by Jesus Christ himself. And he said the gates of hell could not prevail against it. I guess maybe the gates of hell couldn't prevail, but maybe COVID could.
Yeah, COVID led by overreaching government could.
Without a doubt.
This nation was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. This is the nation where believers stood strong, the Black Robe Regiment, where, you know, the fighting pastors who would preach and then pull their robes off and go out and fight the British, and their congregations would run with them. And to be shut down by a virus because the government says you have to, that is a little darkness, a dark shadow over America. And honestly, Christians, those who know better, need to stand stronger and bolder for American rights right now.
Without a doubt. Cheryl, we're starting to see more pastors come together. I know in Southern California there was a good article about Jack Gibbs leading a front. Another pastor friend of mine in Anaheim Hills, California, has got about a network of 150 pastors. So they're starting, you know, to embolden and encourage one another, you know, to fight the good fight, that they cannot fold their tents, that they are, you know, in a sense, they are the bastion of freedom for this country, are they not?
Absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely the bastion of freedom. And you don't even have to be a believer. You could be an atheist, and you still benefit from having a thriving church, a strong church in this country, because that's where our individual freedoms stem. Without a thriving church, what you have is a nation headed toward communism, because as the concept of rights coming from God, not government, dim, what you have is biggest government encroaching further and further to fill that void. And this is why communist countries always want an atheist population, because they want to be the provider for all, and ultimately they want the worship of the people.
And that has been
a strong church.
Exactly. And that has been the history of any of these ism movements, socialism, communism. That's what they do. They, you know, take away your God, and of course, dangerously. I mean, you look at, you know, just the Democratic Party, you know, years ago, and I'll never forget when the mayor of Los Angeles, Antonio Villaraigosa, was leading the charge at the Democratic convention when they decided to take God out of their platform. And there wasn't unanimity in that vote. He assumed it, and they did a voice vote, and it was clear that they were not in agreement. They weren't even close. But he went ahead and assumed that that was the case, and they took God out of their platform. And look at the Democratic Party today. It is in shambles, and we may find out after everything is said and done, Cheryl, when all the tally comes in for this 2020 decision that we're still in the midst of, because this is going to go on for days because of what some of the courts have decided to do in counting the ballots. But the reality of the destructive commitments that the Democratic Party have executed, I believe, will come back and roost upon them, and they may find themselves like Bill Clinton. That's even if there's still any kind of, you know, any kind of faction of the Democratic Party that hasn't been, you know, put into total shambles. But if you remember, it was at the midterms when Bill Clinton realized that, boy, they got beat so badly, and Newt Gingrich had convinced him that, you know, the party was over, and it convinced the country. And these were based on God-given principles that Newt Gingrich had presented to the people, and Bill Clinton had no other choice but to say the era of big government was over, remember?
I do remember that. And, you know, if there could be a ray of sunshine coming from this whole coronavirus debacle and chaos and overreaching of government by executive orders, it's this. It can serve as the wake-up call that Americans need, that freedom-loving Judeo-Christians Americans need to get back in the political and, more importantly, the cultural battle. Because
exactly,
it's the culture that really leads the politics, and it's the culture that Christians have been way too quiet on for so many years, leading to a whole nation of youth being educated in public schools to hate America, to hate capitalism, to hate individual freedoms, to hate the whole idea of rights coming from God, not government. So it's these principles that we need to gear up and fight for, because that's what keeps the socialists at bay.
Without a doubt. Well, we say that politics is downstream of the culture, and to your point, you know, we need the church to make sure that the porridge is balanced out. It was like when Paul was given poison porridge. He says, get me the good stuff so he could dilute it. And that's what we're lacking, and we're lacking that clear voice and demand for truth that's only going to come from the church, because that is a derivative from God himself. And we abandon the truth, well, then our moral stabilities, our moral moorings are unstable, and we're flopping around like a hot air balloon with a hole in it, and we wonder why we're in chaos right now.
Right. We just bend in the wind. Discernment is what's needed. And, mm-hmm. you know, actually, in my book, Socialists Don't Sleep, that's what I seek to educate people on, to recognize the seeds of socialism, the little subtle, sneaky ways that socialism sneaks into our culture and then politics before they actually take root, grow, and spread. And I think that we're great at responding to socialism. We're great at responding to the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortezes when they become elected. But the idea is to keep them from getting elected, right? We want to keep socialism away before it takes root. And so this is where we need to gear up and educate ourselves on the fight. And you're right, reading the Bible gives you that discernment. But then you need other tools. Hopefully, socialists don't sleep is one of them, to put that into pragmatic practice in politics and American culture.
And Cheryl, I appreciate chapter one, Forgetting Our Roots, because, you know, again, going back into biblical terms, one of the biggest lies that came out of the garden was, did God really say? So the roots of their faith system was questioned, and Adam and Eve didn't have the right answer. They gave the wrong answer, and as a result, we know we're paying the price for it today. But that's the same idea and the same system that's used in order to uproot those original values that hold together. And, I mean, here we are for 240 years. What the pilgrims gave us and what our founding fathers were able to assemble in this incredible document, the U.S. Constitution, which I believe is a failing of many of its citizens, that we need to read this. And I encourage my listeners, Cheryl, that at least several times a year on important days, like whether it, you know, it's a Memorial holiday or 4th of July holiday or Veterans Day, that you sit down with you know, people you're partying with, having hot dogs and hamburgers with, and read the Constitution together. It's a fast read, but a very powerful read, and it reconnects us with our foundings and also reminds us of how our elected officials are falling short.
I join you in that encouragement. I think every American ought to read the Constitution once, twice, or more a year. Read it to your children, because the school systems teach it as if it's an inherently racist document worthy of doing away with. And we should also read the Declaration of Independence, make that a 4th of July event every year, because these are the great documents that solidify in our minds that American exceptionalism is there for a reason, and it does so much to counter the indoctrination that our youth get in public schools that says America is not exceptional. America is actually worse than any other nation in the world, and America is evil and needs to be changed. If you read these documents, first off, you see how far we've strayed through your own eyes, but then you're able to teach your children the actual words of founding fathers and what they meant, and in that way, keep the spirit alive of America, because America is not just a parcel of land, it's a spirit. It's a spirit of godly governance, and that's what we need to fight to keep.
Well said. She's the author of Socialists Don't Sleep. Cheryl Shumley is with us, and our conversation will continue after this. Stay with us.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ internationally on the radio in 27 languages.
In partnership with native missionaries, the Tide Ministry gives hope to unreached people groups, making the Word of God accessible to Christians as well as those who are not yet believers. This plays an important role in bringing the gospel message to those who are willing to hear it. As the Word of Hope spreads through places like Kosovo, the Tide is able to connect with more and more listeners. One Kosovar listener shares how instrumental the Tide was in his search for truth, explaining how his non-practicing Muslim family always has the radio on. The Tide broadcasts truth into their home through the voices of shepherding pastors. "Thank you for these teachings," he said. "They are so much needed in my country."
To read more stories of lives touched by Jesus and learn how the Tide Ministry is meeting the hunger for truth in places like Kosovo, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon is making the grocery shopping experience more accessible for customers who would like to use SNAP EBT benefits while shopping online. Customers with a SNAP EBT card can order groceries from Amazon at no additional cost and no membership required. SNAP participants can also enjoy the benefits of Amazon's low prices, vast selection, with free and convenient home delivery available. Christina Herman, Amazon spokesperson.
At Amazon, we're always looking for ways to improve the shopping experience and are dedicated to making grocery shopping accessible for all of our customers. With online acceptance of SNAP EBT, customers can access a wide selection of everyday food on Amazon Grocery and fresh produce, meat, and more from Amazon Fresh in most metropolitan regions.
Snap customers can find budget-saving options and exclusive discounts across beloved grocery brands. For more information about the program, visit amazon.com/snap. Again, that's amazon.com/snap.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to 1 a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Bill Martinez, live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we're talking to the author of Socialists Don't Sleep. Also has her own podcast because she's not busy enough. And what else do you do in your spare time, Cheryl?
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, we got to give a plug to the podcast. I mean, come on.
Yes, please. Bolton Blunt.
Yes.
It is.
I love that. And the reason that Cheryl and I get along so well, because we're committed to the same thing. That's pursuing the truth no matter where it leads from a biblical worldview. Because, you've got to anchor your belief system in something. If not, you are going to be tossed around by the waves. And we've seen that happen during this current election cycle, not like never before. You know, I thought it was quite interesting, Cheryl. I've said to my kids often, and they hear it. In fact, they can repeat it even when I start to say it. It is experience that defines preference. And I believe what we're starting to see, even amongst the young people in America today, is through this COVID experience, they're starting to connect the dots, I'm sensing, to realize that, to be locked down, to be told you're going to wear a mask, that there's going to be this mandate, or you're going to have the mass Nazis coming after you, this is becoming a potential reality that's been on, full demonstration by these radical, particularly these Democratic governors. What do you say?
Absolutely. And I think out of this frustration comes the question, why? And once people start asking why, that's great, because that opens the doors to thinking and making connections to what's going on behind the scenes and what's going on right in front of their faces. You know, if you start asking why all the COVID crackdowns and all the COVID shutterings of businesses and churches, you'll see very quickly that it's not by law, it's by executive order, which is another way of saying I am the law, which is very un-American. And once you start making those connections, then hopefully that develops a little sense of outrage, and that leads to actual action. That's where the fight comes from. And the only connection that matters ultimately for the saving of America, though, is the one that leads back to God. Because if we just make the connection insofar as voting Republican versus Democrat or this candidate versus another candidate. That's short term. We need to make the link where it all leads back to God being in charge so that our God-given rights are recognized and that government is naturally put in its subservient role.
And that's when it's truly sustainable. I love what you said about why. And I want to remind everybody that is one of the number one questions that scientists ask. So you're being very scientific when you ask why, okay?
Absolutely. Yeah. And you should. But in America, it's the people who are the government. We're not sheep led to stay in our homes without the ability to question even scientists who have higher degrees than we do. We are the government, and we should all be asking why. And if we don't get the answer that we want to that question why, we should follow it up with who are you to say? Because that's the key idea that means that we recognize our individual rights come from God. And when we say, who are you to say, obviously that person is not God. So that puts that person in the position of explaining why they are the authority on this issue or that issue.
Yeah, that's another three-letter word, who. Who is who? And who are they to say? And they said a lot of things that lacked validity. But yet today, Facebook relies on the WHO to be the standard. So if you say anything, you question anything about COVID, and if it doesn't line up with the values and principles of the WHO, which gave us bad information from the get-go, then you're canceled.
You are canceled. I've been canceled. Not from Facebook yet, but from LinkedIn. I had 10,000 connections, another 10,000 followers, and I was writing furiously questioning the so-called science about the coronavirus and the shutdowns and the numbers and the reporting from the hospitals. And finally, at one point, people complained, the left complained, and LinkedIn powers who be checked out a couple of my opinion pieces, mind you, pieces based on fact, but still labeled clearly commentaries, and they deemed them fake news and booted me from LinkedIn. That was months ago. Right. So, the censorship is alive and well, but that still doesn't take you away from the responsibility as an American citizen to educate yourself and to use your voice to fight.
You know, without a doubt. I mean, this is really what it comes down to. God empowers you to exercise self-responsibility. And without God, because when you are self-responsible, you know, think about that. Think about the level of accountability, how important it is for you to, to be honest. But if you're disconnected from God, well, then guess what? You can see things according to your own eyes and do as you darn well please. And now here we are today dealing with, these antithetical anarchists that are on the streets of America destroying our businesses, destroying jobs and communities. This is absolutely heartbreaking, Cheryl.
It is absolutely heartbreaking. And, I wonder, Bill, how much of this would have been would not have happened, would we not be experiencing right now, if you reel back time a decade, say, or just even 5 years, and Christians are more active and vocal in politics. I hear a lot from Christians about the biblical teachings that Christians are supposed to live in this world, but not of this
world.
And that Christians are supposed to obey the leaders that God has anointed and so forth. I think those are cop-outs, because if you live in this world and don't actively participate in the government, what that does is it feeds this world to evil. Mm-hmm. And in this country, we don't have a king, so citing biblical teachings that say we're supposed to obey our leaders that God's anointed and appointed, we are the government. We are an of, by, and for the people form of government, which demands that we as individuals actively participate. There's no opt-out for Christians. In fact, we need more Christians involved in politics, not fewer.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing that's amazing to me, Cheryl, is that and why we posted on our website throughout the season FRC's parallel description of the party platform so people could vote their values, because you have too many people, particularly, Christians that vote for a particular party, and they have no idea that they're voting in conflict with their very values. I mean, they say, look, we believe in life, I'm a Christian, and then they vote Democrat, and you go, wait, you can't square that up.
Well, that's because you have leaders of that particular party claiming to be Christians as they actively support and even campaign for abortion rights. So you have to be educated.
and it drives me nuts, Cheryl. I mean, frankly, here you got I was born and raised Catholic, okay, and you got Nancy Pelosi, you know, leader of the House, and there's some churches won't give her communion. You know, obviously, Joe Biden, one commentator said he's a practicing Catholic. And I said, he needs more practice. and I mean that sincerely, because it's just, as a Catholic, I mean, I want to be held to a higher standard. I want, everybody, because we're in this. I mean, people of faith, it's like either we take our faith seriously and we're willing to do and believe that God did say it, and we're going to be obedient to this. Because, right now, one of the big movements that has been happening, Cheryl, is people are praying in numbers that have been unprecedented because of where America is right now. It doesn't take a genius. We look at all this stuff. I mean, you read the Old Testament and you see how the nation of Israel was, was judged. And God had to judge them. And when you look at what they were doing in forms of idolatry, sacrificing their children, you go, this could be America. This is America today. And God's judged Israel. But by God's grace and his forbearance, in every way possible, we should be judged. But because of God's love and his forbearance, we're not doing that. But I believe that we are on the brink of judgment. And his will be done, as I talked with Jonathan Kahn, and I said, in saying that, in God's will be done, his will is his will. It's not, we might want a different way to do it, but God is large and in charge. He is sovereign. He's in control. And for those of faith who are committed to that, we've surrendered to God's sovereignty. And we also see that, judgment, I just say judgment is around the corner. And all we can do at this point is what they did for the return several weeks ago in D.C. and Franklin Graham's march for peace and for God's mercy and prayer. As Chronicles 7:14, 2 Chronicles 7:14, that we pray, that we humble ourselves and pray to God, and we've got to change. We've got to turn from our wicked ways and ask God for forgiveness, because he says that he is faithful to hear our prayers and will heal our land. And look where we are right now. I mean, we can't do this in and of ourselves. All these problems, I mean, Cheryl, there's 64 in California, there's 64 gender choices now. How do you reconcile that within the context of your own humanity without God?
Yeah, it's impossible. And prayer is absolutely crucial to saving this nation. But I would further that and say repentance is even more crucial. And you said it. You just didn't use that word. You said.
Well, that's part. That's part of Second Chronicles 7:14 is that spirit of repentance. People are praying for revival, but you can't have revival without repentance.
No, you can't. And what that's going to take is even some really bold Christians going out on a limb and calling for that, because there may be a lot of people praying right now, but I bet not all of those people praying for America are willing to take that hard stand to go against things that have been solidified in policy and politics in recent years that go, just completely against God's will.
Cheryl Chumley has been with us. Cheryl, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Always good to visit with you.
Bill, thank you, and God bless.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you afraid to go to the